AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After a wild run yesterday, down and up on Wall Street, stocks are tumbling today.
There are many issues shaking up the markets. Persistently rising inflation has been hammering businesses and consumers. Investors also expect the Federal Reserve to begin raising interest rates as soon as March. But traders also fear that the Fed could either be moving too late or could be too aggressive in fighting inflation. The central bank issues its latest policy statement Wednesday. The S&P 500 is nearing so-called correction territory, a drop of 10% or more from its recent high on January 3rd. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pfizer has started a study comparing its original coronavirus vaccine with doses specially tweaked to match the Omicron variant. Prosecutors are playing video from a police body camera as testimony resumes at the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Fellow officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of killing Floyd. Ukraine's leaders are seeking to reassure the nation a feared invasion from neighboring Russia is not imminent. Those comments come even as they acknowledge the threat is real and received a shipment of American military equipment to shore up defenses. Russia has denied it's planning an assault on Ukraine. Russian authorities have added imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny and some top allies to the country's registry of terrorist and extremist. Peter Stainos with the European Commission.
We are very well aware that unfortunately Russia continues in its repression against civil society, against the critical voices, and continues to use the legislation in order to shrink the space for critical thinking.
A federal appeals court in Denver rejected a request from two Oklahoma death row inmates to temporarily halt their upcoming lethal injections. They argue the first drug will expose them to a constitutionally unacceptable risk of severe pain. This is AP News. The International Monetary Fund is slashing its forecast for the world economy this year.
The U.S. is the world's largest economy, and the IMF predicted just a few months ago it would grow 5.2% in 2022. Now, the IMF is downgrading that estimate to 4%. It expects the world economy as a whole to do a little better, 4.4% in 2022. But that's down from the prediction of 4.9%. Blame COVID, higher energy prices, and an uptick in inflation, among other things. By the way, the world's other biggest economy, China, is forecast to grow 4.8% this year. That's down from 8.1% last year. I'm Rita Foley.
Ayesha Malik has been sworn in as the first woman justice on Pakistan's Supreme Court. Malik's critics had opposed her promotion on technical grounds. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.